Unfiltered Love Radio. Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? Shit, God can listen because I listen from heaven to earth to me, to you, and sell it all in love. I am the Freedom Coach, and you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Woo! Guess what? We back here with Black Creativity. You know, that's what we've been doing all month. That's how we've been rocking. I know this year's kind of been different than previous years, right? Right, because this year we're living in a different time, a different environment, different space. It's just who we are, it's what we do, it's how we rock. So, if you've never listened to Unfiltered Love Radio, thank you for joining. If you listen often, yo, thank you for joining. Make sure you push the star button if you listen on Anchor app. Make sure you thumb me up on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Deezer, FM, whatever you're listening to it on. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, okay? All right, man, if you've never listened to the station, we have one goal and one goal only, to make you lit. Yes, my goal is to ensure that you're lit. You're lifted, you're inspired, and you're transformed. Lit, so that way you can be free and live your mega life. And so I say that often, but the whole goal of the station is to give you the tools, the strategies, the techniques to so you can reach your next life, so you can have your goals, so you can manifest whatever that's inside of you to manifest. Exactly. So how do we do that? We do it through content. Whether you order a course, whether you watch it free on YouTube, whether you watch an Instagram video, or you're listening to this podcast, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because it's because of you that I can go out and teach and do classes and do all of these other things to make it a universal message. Because the message is how I want to reach 7.8.6, whatever the point is right now, billion people, which is the whole world. And in 2030, of course, I want to reach all 8 billion, or 2035, whenever that projected number is going to change. I don't know, this coronavirus, I think they're really trying to take us out. But it's okay. We still going to reach however many billions of people that's on this planet. And we're not going to reach it because I'm not going to go out there and reach everybody. But you're going to share the message. You're going to share the positivity. You're going to say that love is so unfiltered and it's so uncouth that it's not always pretty. It's not always great. Sometimes love makes you cry. Sometimes that shit hurts. Love is such an intimate being, and it's such an intimate part of who we are, that we literally have to go out and spread it, and it has to not be filtered through rose-colored glasses. And y'all know I'm not gonna edit that. Y'all stuttered. I don't give a shit. So, you listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. I got a special guest in the studio for y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. It's your guy, Kalissens. Let's get it. Unfiltered Love people, Shagai can listen because I listen from heaven to earth to me, to you, and selling all love. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, we're back. Yo, Unfiltered Love people, man, I've had some pretty amazing guests on my show. Some people that I get to just meet for the first time, or some people I meet again, or some people I followed on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. But man, I hope y'all been really getting the wealth of knowledge from these people. I know I have. I know I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot, and I've been able to listen a lot. And that's one of the big things that we want to do. I want to bring different people from different lifestyles and different perspectives to come in and be like, hey, I know something too. Because, you know, none of us know everything, but I think we're all puzzle pieces that put each other together to complete the mission, right? So since we're that, today, I want to introduce somebody that, man, I saw this dude at an event. And when I saw bro, he was rapping, but he wasn't just rapping. He was actually giving a message. And sometimes I call them sermons. And he wound up preaching to people that didn't even know that they were being preached to. And as I sat there and I watched and I listened, I watched his movements and his characteristics in the crowd. And then I was like, dang, I want to connect with bro. So I hit bro up in June. Bro ain't say shit to me for like until like, I think like September or something. And then it took all the way to 2020 for bro to even make it to the studio. So since you're in the studio, go ahead and introduce yourself. Yeah, see, they don't expect those kind of introductions. They don't expect the real.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Taz Lubell, man. You know what I'm saying? My man here with my man Kels. You know what I'm saying? And he right though. It's been a long time, but you know, I'm here.
So, you here.
Yeah.
So, Tell the people your name. Slow it down. Like, you over here. I'm Tazzle Bell. He trying to get some female. Like, I'm trying to get all the bad ones today. Nah, bro.
Yeah, my name is Taz Louvel. T-A-Z-L-U-V-E-L. And also, too, if y'all... Y'all don't have an Instagram.
I didn't ask you to plug yourself because, okay, right. See, look, niggas always think they're about to come to my show and run shit and plug this. Nobody. So, where'd you get that name from? Let's talk about that real quick.
For real, people won't even believe me, but I got my name from a guy. Well, actually, I like Looney Tunes, so I was like, man.
So, Tasmanian Devil's your favorite?
Yeah, he my favorite, but instead of taking the name, like, he spelled it T-E-Z, I spelled mine as T-A-Z, so I switched it up a little bit. And if you really take it, spin it backwards, is Zet. Zet is like a Latin word. I ain't about to break that down, but... Okay, so I got Tez.
How you gonna tell the people Zet is a Latin word? And I'm not gonna break it down. Nigga, tell them.
Yeah, it's
you know, see, now you gotta be following the whole nigga. Now I'm mad, because that anger just came out of me. Like, I can't even call him a king, because I was just like, wait a minute. You can't give half-ass information.
Yeah, so.
Tell them what Zet is. It's a simple definition.
So
you gotta cut him off. You gotta tell him, say simple, bro.
It's pretty much king. It's pretty much legendary. So
that's why I said it.
Yeah.
See, you call him a nigga, you gotta call him king. So that way he'd be able to say, oh, me king.
Yeah, so that's what it means. And so I got that name. I was like, I like Looney Tunes. And that's my favorite artist my favorite, like, character. The reason why it's my favorite character, because as you look at the Looney Tunes, he is a person that when he speaks, he's not really speaking. Well, people don't really understand him. So,
right, because he's speaking in tongues or something.
Yeah. But as you listen into the his, like, so a few episodes or whatever, you can see that he's being misunderstood, and it takes a few other characters to be like, oh, what are you trying to say? Mm-hmm. And they understand him. So as I speak, when I rap, people don't understand me. So as I...
That's how you're able to preach a sermon in a crowd and nobody knows what you're really talking about, but they feeling the vibe.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the same thing. So also, too, when I got Louvel, I was hanging with this guy named Louis DeBello. So I was like, it's like, dang, okay. So I'm going to take Lou out, you know, and then put a V-E-L. So it's like a luxury type of vibe, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, it seemed different. It sticks out. Like, it's like when you get like H&M or Louis Vuitton or something, you know, it's like legendary. It's like, dang, that didn't sound good. I want that, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
dope.
That's what, you know, my little creativity type of mindset came off as.
Well, we're grateful that you're creative. So tell me this. What do you do? I mean, I think I kind of gave it away, but tell people, what do you do? What's your art? And how does your art make you who you are?
I am actually a rapper. I love poetry. I started actually rapping as a kid growing up in Jersey, because that's where I'm from, New Jersey.
What part?
Newark, New Jersey, actually.
All right, wanted to put it up, big up for Newark.
Yeah, so coming out there, you know what I'm saying, I ain't had no mother, no father, so all I knew was music. Music was part of my comfort zone. It made me feel different than what I actually was feeling in the outside. So in the inside, it's like, well, actually, I take it back. I was feeling crazy in the inside, but outside, the music would make me feel a little different. So I only could go back to the music. So on that note, as I started doing music, you know, in my younger age, in middle school, elementary as well, I actually grew up in New Jersey. Then I came down here. I came down here into Virginia.
Down here where?
In Virginia, North of Virginia. Yeah,
shout out to VA. Two up, two down.
Yeah, so as I met some people, as time passed by, I met this guy named Rob J. And as I met Rob J, I'll never forget, man. I was...
Shout out to my brother, Rob. Mr. I Like What I Like Head Ass.
Yeah. So I met him at a mall. And he was open the door and everything. I had just came to VA, matter of fact, I'll never forget. And so I was talking to him, you know what I'm saying, making him laugh. I was like, dang, man, like, you know, you gonna open the door, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? He had the little, I forgot what they call that shit, but the person that opened the door. So pretty much he opened the door for me. He was like, yeah, bro. I said, bro, we should like link up or something, you know what I'm saying? Just try to make a new friend, try to have a little conversation. So he was like, yeah, sure, why not? Man, my man took me to the studio. I never forget. It was 757 Radio Ready. And it was like downtown towards the mall and everything. So I was like, okay. So it was me and my fiance because I had Munga down here with me and everything. And so then I get up there and I come in the studio and I'm like, yo, what are you going to bed for? I never been in the studio ever in my day in my life. Like, never. Mm. So when he introduced me, I'm like, what the hell are we doing here? Like, you about to like do some, like, I just didn't know. I was like, what the fuck? So then he got in there, he got in the studio. So when he got in the studio, he started singing. I was like, oh my God, this nigga voice is amazing, man. So soon when he started singing and everything, he finished, I was like, bro, I want to be on your track. But I was inspired by him, but I didn't really perfect my craft until a few weeks, few months, years and time and all that extra stuff later. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, hey, bro, even though, you know what I'm saying, you trying to start doing music, you know what I'm saying, like, don't stop, just keep pushing, keep going, and just never stop. And don't care, just be yourself, and find your tone, find your voice, don't try to sound like nobody else. So that's what I had to do.
Alright, you listen to Unfiltered Love Radio, we'll be right back. Yo, we're back, it's your guy Kalissens, we're here with
Tez Louvelle.
Yeah, see, you gotta let him say his name. So you started rapping, you started doing this thing, and you said something earlier that I kind of want to go back to. So are you still, when you rap, even still, or when you write, do you envision the world that you want to live in, or do you envision the world that you're in?
I do both, man. I actually just like visualize everything into one, because you can never forget where you came from. You can never forget like what's going on in the society. So as I visualize, me, what's going on, I guess, today, and me living a fantasy like that, I'm actually living in the everyday basis, I have to realize, like, you know, like, dang, like, I'm still human, so I gotta go about those things in a little different way. So,
as a child starting to rap, was it accepted where you came from? Was that like was that a thing, or was it like, yo, you need to try to find a different talent or a different something.
I mean, for real, man, like, growing up, man, like, it was like, you need to do something better than that. Like, all my life I've been hearing, man, that's not going to pay no bills, that's not going to do this, you need to do something else, you need to go to school, you need to do this. I'm like, man, I'm not trying to do none of that. Like, I'm not saying that you can't be successful doing it, but if it's your talent and you really want to really do something that you really love to do and it's going to push you because that's what you like to do, I feel like do it. You know what I'm saying? It may be a little longer or whatever, but if you really, like, that's something that you really want to do, don't let nobody stop you.
I've said this out here 100 million times, and I'll keep saying it because I do believe, as, especially we're talking about black culture, black communities, and what we do, I believe in entrepreneurship. Obviously, I'm an entrepreneur, and I believe in creativity. Obviously, I'm a creative, and I believe we're created by the creator to create. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that one of the lies we've been told is follow your heart, follow your dreams, follow your passion. And I feel like that happens in our community, and they tell us that because it's a distraction, because they don't ever want us to be economically sound. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a counselor now, because I really love people, and that's great and wonderful. However, my first original major, when I've changed my major 13 times, because, you know, I was indecisive and shit. And, you know, they say Libras are indecisive, and I'm like, I'm not indecisive. Then I go back to that moment, I'm like, nigga, you changed your major 13 times. You were not living your king life. You were at a low level. You know what I'm saying? Like, my vibe, I guess, I don't know. But then I grew up and I was like, Libras are not like that. Now I decide everything. I'm very decisive. Yeah. Probably too damn decisive. But so I go, and my first major was business. And now, had I stayed a business major, I would probably be working for a Fortune 200 company because of my personality. So I already had the personality, I already had that. It needs development, right? But my second major was urban planning. Mm. Well, you know what damn urban planners do? All they do is go around cities and say, hey, we should put a shopping center here, and get paid over $2.5 million or whatever the residual is for the property. And that's it. However, I followed my heart, because people's like, well, follow your passion, follow your heart. And I did all the mushy stuff, and I don't get paid nearly nowhere near that. Yeah. Now, that doesn't say that my gift won't make room for me, and that I won't do things, and that it doesn't take longer, like you said. Mm-hmm. However, I just think we as a people have not been
set up to be economically sound and to have financial literacy because we follow our passions and our hearts and our dreams. And everybody's not a Madam C.J. Walker. Mm-hmm. You're not going to create the first hair care product. You're not going to be the Oprah who, you know what I mean? And though those things took time, but it's a different day and time. And I feel like we have to tell our kids to be more economically sound, more financially sound, more financially literate, and then follow your passions and dreams. Because guess what's not going to happen?
What?
You're never, as a black person, we're never not going to be creative.
Yeah. I mean, it's also dedication, because when you dedicate it to something that you like to do, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you invent the smallest thing and you you put so much energy and time into it, and it really accelerates, I feel like it's that dedication that made you or just pushed you to get to that part of life, like, to get you like, dang, man, like, I actually made it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you say dedication, but with dedication comes consistency, which is what I want to talk to you about is, so when you're putting out music, like, or you're putting out, you doing music and poetry, or you're just doing music?
I'm doing both. The music that I'm doing is poetic, so it's, like, very, like, one of my singles called Classy, like, you know what I'm saying? It was one, it first became my poem, and then I put it with a beat, and I made it like a poem type of
kind of song. Yeah. So I mean, it has a lot of depth and feel into it. Yeah, and you're using all these similes and
course.
So when you're doing that, how consistent are you and practicing what you're doing, and practicing like your actual song, and practicing how you create the song?
What do you mean?
Like, are you practicing what you're talking about in that music?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
as a lifestyle? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, me personally, when I do any music, I don't rap about what he doing or what I used to, I shot this person. Anything that I've experienced in life, I put it on a piece of paper. And sometimes it takes me about a week or two to put it in detail, because I don't like to always write my stuff out on a paper. I like to put it in my phone, or, you know, you could hit a button and talk on it and it'll put what you want. So me personally, anything that I ever done or did or experienced or seen or felt it, you know, since somebody talking to me in a 10-minute situation and I want to express it to somebody that's going through the same thing, it's always real. It's never fake. It's never, I did this and I never did it. Anything that I say is actually a true factor. Like, it's nothing false, none of that. Like, anybody that know me, like, as a person, you know what I'm saying, they feel my vibrations, they already know, like, oh yeah, he blunt as hell. He, whatever he feel, that's what it is. It's nothing extra, nothing in between. So.
Well, on that vibe, we'll be right back. You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. You're now listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. It's your guy, Calistus, you know, the freedom coach. Yeah, we over here talking, and we're talking about, and I know we be having all the behind-the-scenes conversations that y'all can't hear. If you're listening on the app, I'm sure you're listening to some of this live and some of it not. So we're talking about, I feel like the person is more important than the art, because the person creates the art. And a lot of times, you know, the person gets prostituted because of their art. And so you were saying, for you.
Well, I was saying with me, like, behind me being an artist, like, it's more than just music. It's more like me, I have, like, pain. And it's like, I'm trying to explore, like, my true self, far as feelings with, like, you know, like, different connections with my family members, different situations that I'm going through in life. Like, and it's more like, It's not just about music. It's like a sentimental thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still trying to find myself on a spiritual path. You know what I'm saying? Like, physical wise, it's just basic, regular things that I already know about myself. But without music, man, like, not even without music. Like, besides, like, people like wake up, oh, music. Me, it's more like, damn, like, I can't believe, like, I don't got my mother in my life. Or, dang, I can't believe that, like, you know, I'm trying to get my family together because I hate seeing them apart from each other. Or, dang, I'm trying to, like, you know, feed my family because some of them is struggling. Dang, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just got out of jail, so it's hard for me to get a job. Or, dang, like, it's just so many different thoughts. Like, it's nothing but, like, sometimes I'll wait, like, months or weeks to do a song because I have to go through something to present something to the people that's going through something that I've been going through so we can relate together and let them know like they're not the only person that's going through it. It's a, all of us is.
So tell me this then. How do you relate to the person who didn't go through shit you went through?
I mean, it just depends on what the hell they didn't go through. Like, what,
but see, but that's the thing.
Yeah.
So everybody has an audience or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so your audience, you just said, is that person. But what if people didn't go through what you go through, but they feel like whatever you're doing that you've been through? How do you connect to those people? Or are you even trying to connect to those people?
I mean, shit, I ain't even gonna lie to you. Like, I try to connect to all people. I haven't thought, like, that far. But I feel like maybe, like, when I speak in my music, like, they can feel it, so they may know somebody that's going through it. So mm-hmm. mean that they know somebody going through it, they could probably give them a certain advice, like, "Yo, I heard this song."
So they kind of vicariously live through that situation.
Yeah, because sometimes you don't gotta go through something to feel something. Like sometimes you can just feel it. Like it's a vibration that you get. Like for example, like when somebody be like, "Dang, like I don't like this person." Like, and it may not be a bad reason why I don't like it. They vibrations or their spiritual selves may be off. Like, they may not be able to balance that. You know what I'm saying? So
tell me this. Do you listen to music that's reality, or do you listen to music that helps you escape reality?
I listen to music that's reality. I don't like to escape nothing. I like to face for what it is. Like, if it is what it is. So, like, you know, like Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
Her, it's like the frequency in her music would have my mind wondering, like, to a certain degree, to like, yo, this is what it really is. Like, it's a frequency in every song.
So I feel like she does escapism though.
I feel like
it's real. If you're paying attention to the realistic moment, is there. But I feel like her music makes you escape.
Escape? No, to me, I mean, to each his own, but to me, it makes me feel like, okay, like, for example, like, it may make you escape, but it may make me feel like, just deal with reality.
No, but I got what you're saying, right? But, like, when you, so, escape music is music that you can listen to and go to your higher self and out of your, not have an outer body experience.
Yeah.
And I feel like she creates that, because, you know, she'll say something like, now what am I supposed to do that I got you in my world?
Yeah, but it can go both ways.
But that's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
But she's creating that whole fantasy, like, wait, I gotta catch you next lifetime because I got you right here.
I got somebody right here.
But the next lifetime, I got you. And then, I mean, she does that with even Call Tyrone. Yeah. Now, Call Tyrone is probably, to me, one of her realest songs, right?
Yeah.
But Call Tyrone is really call the person that you're spending time with, whether it's a thing or a person.
Okay, I could feel
that. Or bag lady.
I could vibe with that.
Bag lady.
Yeah.
You know, you go. I mean, it ain't really this lady carrying 50 million bags, but it's this lady carrying all this spiritual baggage that she's been having because she's been hurt by all these people in life. And then eventually she gonna just get effed up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I could dig it.
That's when I say escape music, and I was happy you said her, because I was like, nah, does he even know what escape music really is?
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is though, it's that music that you relate to on a regular vibe, but then it also is asking that next question.
Okay, so look, me personally, when I listen to music, I listen to frequency in every song. Like it's a tune that activates a certain thing in your brain to lead you to whatever feeling that you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So what I do is I listen to the frequency and I listen to the verbal content, like how your lyrics is. Like,
got it.
That's what I listen to. Like, if it's not the frequency, like some people just like, oh, I like the beat. But the frequency caused you to have a sad feeling, a bad feeling, a mean feeling. Like, you know what I mean?
Because we're all vibration,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and
yes.
Everything, I mean, this book is a vibration. It's just vibing at a different level than what our human is.
Of course,
so.
Of course. So, to your answer, or to your question, I listen to Baggage.
I guess both.
Yeah.
Right. Got it. All right, you listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be right back. Yo, you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Man, we're having a good conversation about frequencies and vibes and vibrations and how music really affects us, and how we were talking a little bit over the break, and we're talking about being three-dimensional beings and how music can also be in those tri-dimensions. And I was saying how Erykah Badu is one of those people who literally focuses in all try and the dimensions that you're saying about like your mixtape that's coming out. So now we get to hear a little bit about an upcoming project.
Yeah. See, my mixtape, man, is like the songs that I got up there, I got like Do Better. It talks about how like my mom abandoned me growing up, you know what I'm saying? And my father abandoned me and like how I became how I am today, but not in a bad way, but in a good way, because just because things happen in your life, it doesn't make you like, you know, bad or make you, you know what I'm saying, the bad person or anything like that. So I got that song called Do Better. But as my new mixtape is about to come out, it's kind of letting you know my lifestyle. Like my other ones, my other mixtapes, it really wasn't telling you, it was just giving you all types of, it was different emotions. It's like having ADHD. Your mind is everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
So not having a real focal point. Yeah. Where you want
to
go.
But this one right here, is actually like, it's straight to the point. This is my life.
So what makes you different from, or what would make somebody want to listen to you opposed to listening to somebody else who's telling that same exact story?
The way I carry myself and the way I present myself, the way I come off, I feel like what makes me unique is like the way that I carry myself, if anything. Like,
you say the way you carry yourself, right? I can't see the way you carry yourself if I'm listening to you on the radio in the car. What the hell am I supposed to be doing? Like, oh, let me imagine, bro. Like,
yeah, I mean, okay, so I was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, so when you meet me in person, it's the same way how my feelings are in my music. So, like, if you meet me, sometimes you get people that they do music, but their energy is off. Like, they be on some stuff, like, they aggressive, they mean as hell, they disrespectful.
But people say you aggressive and mean as hell. This nigga yelled at this guy. Let me tell you. See, he makes me say, for some reason, there's something about him that makes me say nigga, and I be wanting to call him a king, but it's something about him that I think about. I have moments that have triggers, you know. Triggered. Like, my name's Janae or something, you know. But, like, he was on the phone, like, yeah, so I'm going to go, and I was like, yo, bro, bad aggressive, like, why he so damn aggressive, like, but he said nice stuff to me, like, yeah, I rock with you, bro, I vibe with you, and I was like, I vibe with you too, but I don't understand, like, where's this aggression coming from, but it's funny, because that's just that East Coast style, that's that Jersey style, and it can come off as being really aggressive, but then I'm like, but no, that's incongruent with what he's saying. So when you say that,
all right. So I say like sometimes you get people that express their thoughts, and I wouldn't say aggressive, but I would say I'm excited, and how to say this? I love what I do, so I express it in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So
you're passionate about it.
Yeah, very very passionate. So as I'm passionate about it. It come off a little different, and that's why they call me Taz, because of the fact that, you know what I'm saying, you may not be able to understand me, but it's like...
But that's the funny thing, like, so when we talk about passion, I always tell people that passion is, it works on both sides. Like, because if you're passionate about something, you can either be super loving about it, or you can be super angry about it, but passion works on both sides, and it has to work on both sides to balance out what the actual passion is.
Okay.
So that's kind of one of those like dope moments. I'm like, if this person is mad, because you know, like me, I'm really passionate about humanity and people being treated fair, and I'm all about like equality and fairness. So I'm really mad when I'm really mad at, like today I saw that lynching is now gonna be outlawed. Mm-hmm. Well, you're just now making this a damn federal crime, and it's called the Emmett Till Bill. So part of me is like, okay, I'm excited that okay you're doing this, but what the hell took you so long? Yeah. And Emmett Till died how many years ago, and he died for a false allegation. And so we're going through that, and so part of me is like, yeah, well, this is wonderful. Yay. You know, what? Great. Let's good. Yeah. And the other part is really pissed off because why are we just now doing this? Yeah. Oh, is it because we were black?
Yeah.
Is it because white people don't get lynched?
Yeah.
At least in America. So now it's a federal crime. And now it's a hate crime when it should have already been
that way. Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. I know that's deep to leave y'all on. But I'm going to leave y'all right there because I want y'all to have that c'est la moment. We're back on Unfiltered Love Radio. It's your guy, Kalissons. You know I'm the Freedom Coach. So you're talking about your project, what we're doing, all these things, vibrations. What is your... How did you become, I guess, spiritually aware to even decide to put some of that in your music and decide to captivate people that way?
How I came about that, man, I was raised up in the church my whole life. And after that, I was like, man, this church shit ain't for me. So then after that, I just started exploring my options.
Now, when you say church, you mean Christianity or church as in, like, you actually being the Iglesia, the called out of God?
Both. So, like, no, matter of fact, I say, like, just church, like, far as, like, going to a building and, like...
Oh, so not you actually being the church, but you going to a building worshiping a certain way.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, once I did that or whatever, I was like, man, this ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? I can't do this. I feel like I'm being forced to do something that I know nothing about. I'm not for sure that I'm feeling this. You know what I mean? My mother at the time, she was like, yeah, man. If you don't do this, then, you know, you can't do that. So pretty much she was telling me, like, you can't have a girlfriend until you get baptized. And if you don't get baptized, you can't have no girlfriend. So I said, you know what? This ain't worth it. I'd rather not have no girlfriend. And I'm just going to just, you know, as I get older, whatever the case may be, I'm going to find my own belief, find my own, spirituality, whatever the case may be. So as I got older or whatever, I started exploring my options. I started reading a lot of books. I ain't really watched too much TV because I ain't had no TV in my room. So I read a lot of books. I went around the world to certain places, you know what I'm saying, like India, Puerto Rico, like stuff like that, and just start studying a culture and stuff like that. And whatever that I got attached to and benefited me in my life, I was like, dang, like this benefit me more than, you know, me being a Christian or me being a Muslim or me being this and the third. So I was like, I just got connected to certain things and I just settled with that for real, to be honest. I mean, it's not really a specific way or a specific thing. It's just something that just comes with you over time and you start to see, so.
Which is dope. It's dope to be spiritually aware. I do think I'm one of these people that I don't like religion because I think even if you believe the Christian, the Muhammad, the Buddha way, that eventually all of them tell you, you become what you think. And then everybody's trying to get to that great sky. So I've learned in my head that I'm henotheistic. I'm able to accept another person's belief or their belief, but my belief is my belief. So your truth is your truth, but my truth is my truth. And at some point, our truths come in the middle because our goal is still the same, right? And so when I think if more people kind of live like that, it'll probably be less crap going on.
Yeah.
Because you start realizing that humanity is more important.
Of course.
Livelihood is more important. Life is more important, right? Mm-hmm. And we only have so much on this planet before we transcend to the next one.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever that reincarnation or whatever that that next belief process is. But the one thing that's definite is this part is going to end. You know, so when we know that this part is going to end, we really start understanding, like, okay, what else is there? What more is there? How do I love people to get to that next thing? So I kind of like that because it takes off the constraints of you falling into a certain category or a certain way of how to do things and how to live your life, but you still have a structure.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like that. So that's how you became your spiritual self. How do you get your mental prepared and preparing a project, or what do you do every day, like, to just get your mental? What is your day to day mental process?
Shoot, man, my shit. Mine's, to be honest with you, is to eat. some food. Like, first thing in the morning, you know, that's food is meant to give you energy, you know what I'm saying? So if it like make you drowsy, sleepy, tired, that's not food. Yeah, so
it's definitely a chemical.
Yeah.
That's so, definitely a chemical. Yeah. You should probably not eat that anymore. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, so I eat like a fruit, you know, anything that got a seed in it, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, if you get something that don't got a seed in it, it's not like how does it be reproduced, you know what I'm saying? How did it get to that form, like, without a seed, you know what I'm saying? So even we got seeds. I mean,
lots of them.
Lots of them, right? You know what I'm saying? So, breakfast is my main thing. And then it's also going to, like, a a beach, just hearing water, being around natural sources, you know what I'm saying? Because nature was here before we was. So, like, you know, just putting my feet in the grass or going to, like, the woods and just seeing the animals, just the habitat, just a natural habitat.
So, when you're out in nature, because I do this often, I purposely live by a beach, like, strategically. Mm-hmm. And so that's a whole nother story. But when you're going out in nature, are you meditating or are you just absorbing the atmosphere that you're in?
I'm meditating as I absorb the natural sources that surround me. And what I do is put a blindfold cover my eyes, because sometimes we can't really focus as much because we're still trying to figure out, like, what's really there and what's really not there. So to prevent that, I put a blindfold on my eyes. And I just listen to what's around me, which is the waves, the birds, and, you know, I can feel the heat that like somebody walked past you. Mm-hmm. You kind of could feel the heat, you know, of the of the person walking beside you if you're in tune into that type of.
So what got you into meditation? Meditation is one of those things that I think is a lost form of communication.
Okay. Well, you asked a good question. Me personally, what got me to meditation, that's my balancer, man. Okay. So, like, me being able to meditate, it's like we don't really got to speak. Everything is vibration and, like babies, for example.
So, do you meditate alone? Do you meditate with people?
Me personally, I meditate by myself. I can't meditate with somebody in the room with me. Or
really?
Yeah, I can't meditate.
So, it's funny because I teach meditation.
Yeah.
Especially to people that really are trying to get to the spiritual path.
Yeah.
And it's so funny teaching people to meditate who don't know how to relax.
Yeah.
Because I was that person.
Yeah.
Who didn't know how to relax. So then I put you in a dark room and I'm like, hey bro, just lay right here, we good. Da 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 da. All right. Alright, you go in there with a girl, she think y'all about to do something. It's like, what?
Yeah,
we're meditating.
Yeah.
But then she starts getting these feelings, and then people don't know how to feel their bodies.
Yeah.
So when you do start feeling your body, you don't know to do.
Yeah, but that comes
with time.
Yeah.
That comes with time. So that's kind of cool. You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We coming back with more meditation. Yo, you already know where you tuned in. Ask Siri, ask Alexa, ask Google, ask whoever you want to ask. Just tune in to Unfiltered Love Radio. So we still talking about meditation. This man, we were just talking about, like, the different ways of meditation, meditating with people. And I don't know, for me, it's a lifestyle. It's prayer, meditation, affirmation. And that just gets me started and gets the day.
So when I started to meditate, I had closed my eyes. I was with my ex-fiance. I'll never forget. I was in the room, had closed my eyes. And so it was quiet. She was laying down. It was, like, late. But she was like, baby, come sit, lay in the bed. I'm like, nah, man, I'm about to sit here. I crossed my legs, like crisscross applesauce. Yeah, and so then I didn't have no blindfold. And I closed my eyes. Once I closed my eyes, I just started, like, looking deep into, you know, when you close your eyes, you see all black. And as I took a deep breath, you know, a deep, deep breath, you know what I'm saying? You'll see a color. If you can't see the color, that means that you just, I don't know, that maybe it don't work for you or something.
No, you don't necessarily always see a color.
Well,
when I seen the color,
everything got quiet, and the feeling that I got from it was so great. It's better than sex. That's just how I feel. It's better than sex. It's better than any orgasm anybody ever had. It's just a certain feeling you get, and once you do that, I promise you, it's like
this boy just ain't had good sex. That's where the problem
man.
Is. But we gonna let him live and say meditation is better. I wasn't gonna let that one slide. And I thought about it, but I tell you, like, but it's true. You can actually meditate and make yourself orgasm.
Yeah,
it depends on what you're meditating on.
Man, it's a certain feeling you get, I promise you.
I get what you said. No, it's a relaxing feeling.
Yes,
it's an outer body experience for the most part.
Yes, it's a fantastic feeling. So yeah.
So that's dope. Do you have any affirmations that you do, or have you not gotten there yet?
No, I haven't gotten.
Okay, that's cool. I would tell you, because of what you want to do and the people that you want to pursue and some of the passions. Actually, kind of talk about some of those passions that of collectives you want to bring together and people. In short, though.
Okay.
This man can talk about this forever because this is his like livelihood.
Yeah, my passion. Okay, so what I'm trying to do is get those type of people in a group where we can go out to the, you know, anywhere and pursue our goals. Because I know some people say they want to give back to the community, they want to do this, that, and the third. So I want to take action in that and actually give back in the right way of unity of all kinds, all races. And there's no particular. And, you know, build off of that. So that's what I want to do.
That's dope. I think that that's a dope thing, and I really wanted him to share that because I think as the generations go, somebody's going to have to uphold that mantle to go back and pull people up from where they are and pull people back from where they are and pull people to a different level and to a different vibration and just to understand who they are and where they came from, but also understand that you don't have to stay where you've been. So I respect that. I love that. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And I hope you really hurry up and do that because I want to see you be able to be that catalyst to get a movement started. You know, I think you do have the personality to do it. I think the drive, you know, one thing I'm always say is make sure the economics is there. Mm-hmm. Because money is not everything, but hell, it's a lot easier to do shit with money than it is when you don't have money. Because when you're worried about how you're going to eat, how you're going to sleep, how you're going to do these things, then you're not really focused on your mission, your plan, and your goal. You know, that could be a driving force, but you're not, you doubt that all that passion and love that that's supposed to go into it won't go into it. So keep that up. I commend that. Bro, I appreciate you for coming out.
Yeah, thank you.
Man, it's been a good talk. Tell the people where they can find you. Tell them what you got coming up next. Let them know some, you know, all that. Now this your damn plug moment.
All right, so look, man, y'all can go ahead and follow me at on Instagram, Wild Dreams, WILDDREAMES, Dreams, _3. So Wild Dreams, _3. Y'all go check that out. Also, you know, I got a YouTube channel, you know, upcoming, still rising.
Okay.
Is Taz Alumni, so TAZ. And then it's space, it's ALUMNI, you know what I'm saying, at YouTube. So, and I got some also on Spotify, iTunes, stuff like that. Y'all go check me out. My new single called Next Level with Bishop Creasy. Shout out to my mans, you know what I'm saying. So, y'all go check that out on iTunes.
All right, bro. Good having you on here. All
right.
Y'all hold on for the Unfiltered Love Motivational Moment. I'll be back.